Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. First, the good news. 6 days ago, in Denver, Colorado, the Numismatic Literary Guild honored Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know as the best radio report for the third consecutive year, and for the fifth time in 7 years of this series. On the same day, the American Numismatic Association presented me with this year's Exemplary Service Award. I am humbled and honored to receive these awards, which I could not have done without the strong support from my coworkers at Liberty Coin Service. Now, here's the terrifying news that the rest of the media is afraid to explain to you. Last week, it seemed like politicians around the whole world had gone mad. First, Congress passed and President Trump signed last Wednesday a new law declaring war, technically only economically, against Russia. Getting less attention is that this law also did pretty much the same to Iran and North Korea. In the details of this law, it also inflicts economic damage to Germany and other nations that are supposedly friendly with the U.S. government. In the words of Russian Prime Minister Medvedev, quote, "The signing of new sanctions on Russia by the president leads to several consequences. First, any hope of improving our relations with the new U.S. administration is over. Second, the U.S. just declared a full-fledged trade war with Russia. Third, the Trump administration demonstrated it is utterly powerless and in the most humiliating manner transferred executive powers to Congress," unquote. Did you realize that in this new law, Congress has taken from the executive branch the authority to recognize foreign governments? Although President Trump acknowledged that the law contained, quote, "serious unconstitutional provisions," unquote, he signed the bill because it had passed both chambers of Congress with veto-proof, almost unanimous support. Last Friday, President Trump was scheduled to deliver a speech that would call for an investigation into China's intellectual property policies and whether they represented unfair trade practices under American law. At the last minute, this speech was postponed. Come back Friday when I detail more of last week's global political insanity here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.